Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this episode of Monday Morning Manager. It's always interesting when you work through a process or a project and you think you know what the outcome's going to be, but at the very last step, you're missing a certain part. Maybe you're building furniture and you don't have the right screw to finish, or you're one or two short because the packaging came without. And those last-minute deal breakers kill you. It's just exhausting when you're ready to be done with something and then it doesn't work out. So why should those projects and that type of occurrence be any different than you dealing with your sales process? And in this case, you can control it a lot more than if you get shipped parts and you're missing some. So without further ado, here we go with this week's episode. Symptoms. After a long sales process finally appeared to be coming to a successful conclusion, Paul was breathing a sigh of relief until his client decided he wanted to extract some sweat from Paul for the win. Just when he thought it was over and done, the regional vice president chimed in with one last contract change that he claimed was a deal breaker if it wasn't accommodated. Once the shock and anger had subsided, Paul collected his thoughts and recalled his training that brought this exact situation up in a role play scenario. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, was the sound echoing through his brain as Paul was sure not to be the fool another time. Diagnosis. Last-minute deal breakers have been a favorite tactic of prospects since the beginning of sales history. Buyers like to take advantage of an emotionally charged salesperson that is so close to cashing in that they sometimes relish the thrill of throwing in a last-minute curveball into play. These 11th-hour demands can be critical points for closing a deal, so they should never be taken lightly, but they can also be the last play in a battle that makes a good deal just another expensive sale that has to be delivered at a lower price. Paul was standing right there and was sharp enough to realize it. Prescription. Getting his emotions back under control was the first best thing Paul did after getting the surprise request. Once he had regained his equilibrium, Paul could start to process the good work he had already done up to this point. Rather than arguing about what a good deal he had already given them, Paul asked the critical questions that would determine the real truth about the prospect's intentions. First, he discovered if the demand was a make or break reality with a, "If we can't meet this request, does that mean it's just over and it'll never ever happen?" With the conversation back open again and the answer now on the table, he knew now what would happen if he didn't agree. So Paul now had to work to make sure that he only had to close this again one time and one time only. Before taking the change back to his manager for final blessing, Paul had to be assured that this was the real last condition to be met. So, pulling from his training, he asked firmly, but politely, "If I can get this taken care of, what happens next?" When the prospect answered in a manner that assured him of his sale, Paul did a final gut check and asked the words he often regretted not getting out of his mouth more or before, "Are you sure?" With an extended hand and a confident nod, the client replied, "Yes. Now, can you go get this order placed, please?" Critical thinking. The three best closing words in sales are "you sure?" Please share with us a story that "are you sure" saved the deal or ended the deal. We'd love to hear both. And now, the drill. The drill always starts with our final thoughts for the morning. The most unprofitable item ever manufactured is an excuse. Please tell us how your three stated goals went last week. Did you accomplish them? Are you still working on them? Should you have used? Are you sure? And now this week, what are your three most important goals, and what are the growth dynamics tactics you plan to deploy to accomplish them? As always, Charlie and I are here for you, so please do not hesitate to reach out. We love to talk to all of our customers, clients, prospects, even suspects. So go out there this week and make it the best week yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.